Why did she move to evict you if you were paying your rent on time?
You know, I'm not sure. I was wondering the same thing.
Did her landlord know best?
She was, you know, say, I want to evict you because, I don't think you can handle it by yourself. It was never that I didn't. She didn't think I could.
Or should she butt out?
We were very nice to this young girl. I went up and begged her to move to her mom's. I called and talked to her mom.
Did she pay her rent every month?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Linda Wilson and her daughter Tina Clark are suing their former tenant, Sandra Courtney, for damaging their rental property.
Order. All rise.
That's case number 169 on the calendar in the matter of Wilson Clark versus Courtney.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat, please.
Who was the owner of the property that Ms. Courtney was renting?
My mom.
Yes, ma'am.
And how are you related to this case?
I'm her daughter, and I help take care of the rental property.
So you manage the property?
Yes, ma'am.
What are you shaking your head no for?
She doesn't manage it.
Well, what does she do?
She just lives next door to her mom. But she doesn't manage it. She never came up for
Who manages the property?
The maintenance man.
This gentleman?
Yes.
You're the maintenance man?
Yes, ma'am.
Who collects the rent?
Linda Wilson.
That would be you?
Yes, ma'am. And when awesome. My daughter needs to, she does. She is my assistant landlord and okay. takes care of everything.
It is your claim that she, as a tenant, caused severe damage to the property, and according to you, in excess of $4,000. Defendant says it's not true. She didn't cause the damage. She's got a counterclaim. She says you harassed her. Ms. Courtney, when did you move into the property?
I moved in May of 2011.
And you moved in at that time with your husband?
My then boyfriend, yes. And my
a
two
boyfriend.
Children. Yes.
And children?
Yes.
How many?
Two.
How old?
4 and 6.
In May of 2011, how were you supporting yourself?
I was working. And I go to school. I'm in nursing school.
How are you supporting yourself?
Working.
For whom?
For a nursing home.
Are you still working there?
No, ma'am.
When did you leave that job?
I left in August to go back to school.
August of 2011?
11. Yes, ma'am.
So how are you supporting yourself in August 2011?
The student loans and things. And I was still with Michael then.
Student loans?
Student loans,
and then
yes,
the boyfriend
ma'am.
Left?
Yes, we split.
In what month did he leave?
It was January.
What was your rent?
$650 a month.
Did you pay February's rent?
Yes.
When did you move out of the premises?
On April 29th.
From January until the end of April, mm-hmm. did you pay the rent every month?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you pay it on time?
Yes, ma'am, or early.
Check or cash?
She wouldn't take checks. We had to go all the way to the bank every month and be penalized if we couldn't get the money on time because she wouldn't take a check.
Check or cash?
Cash.
Okay. Now, what kind of damage do you claim that was caused by Ms. Courtney?
She has damaged holes in the walls.
I'd like to see.
Okay.
Do you have pictures when they moved in?
Yes. Yes,
I'd
ma'am.
I'd like to see pictures of when they moved in and when
this
they moved out.
This is before this damages.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. When were these pictures taken?
The before pictures or the after?
The ones before.
Before were taken in early May before she moved in.
Okay, so I want to show you these photographs.
Yes, ma'am.
Was this the way the house looked when you moved in? Because they're not dated photographs.
No. There's a lot of stains on the floor. When I moved in, I had to shampoo those out, and they still didn't come up.
But generally, the house is as indicated.
Yeah, everything else
okay,
looks
fine.
Yeah, it looks good.
Good. Now I'm going to take those back, please, and examine the afters.
The day I moved, someone had been up there and apparently partying in the place. I've seen the pictures, and that was not my house. And I have a report here where she had tried to file a criminal case and said that I did all of that damage at a certain time and date. She told the officers that while she was filing for eviction on 5/8/2012, I came over there between 9 and 10:45 and did the damage. There's no way that much could be done in that much time. She took the pictures way after I moved, and someone's been up there partying. It's not... I was with her.
Yes. Why did she move to evict you if you were paying your rent on time?
I have a lot of things.
Just a second. Somebody who's in business, you know, certain things make sense. If something doesn't make sense, it's usually not true.
Right.
So be very careful what you say to me.
Yes, ma'am.
Somebody is in business. They have a home.
Mm-hmm.
They have a tenant who's paying rent on time and taking care of the property. Mm-hmm. There would be no reason why they would want to evict that person.
Right. When me and Michael split up, she didn't think that I could do it alone, and she kept sending Tina up to come knock on the door and try to threaten me into moving. And she filed for an eviction and then went and canceled it because she said she was sorry. And when her husband died, she just got really wishy-washy. She was, you know, say, I want to evict you because, you know, I don't think you can handle it by yourself. It was never that I didn't. She didn't think I could and wanted to evict.
We did not want to evict her. As a matter of fact, this goes all the way back to the Christmas before we evicted her. I went up and begged her to move to her mom's. I called and talked to her mom.
Why did you beg her to move back to her mom's?
Because she couldn't afford to live there. She had no job. She told us she worked at Blue Shield Insurance Company, and she did not. We verified that. She had no money. She had two small kids.
Put your hand down.
She told me that she was actually getting ulcers and getting sick, and I begged her to move home with her mom.
But she was paying you your rent.
No, this is when she was struggling to try to come up with the money. I think her mom might have been helping her at one point. We took food to her at Christmas. Mom cleaned her cabinet out. I did. We were very nice to this young girl. We've been in this business for a lot of years. Mom over 30 and me over about 18. We have other rental properties. This is not the only place. And this little girl was not going to move no matter what.
Did she pay her rent every month?
She did. It was late. Even when she was in there with her boyfriend.
She paid her rent every month.
Not every month. In January, we got no rent. We waited till she got, just a moment, Mom, her income tax. We tried working, and then we had already filed an eviction. She came out with her income tax is what happened. So we kind of canceled that out and let her stay a little longer. And Mom can tell you. Tell her, Mom, we did everything.
She paid February and March with income tax, only not to get anything the next month. And she says she was not moving because she wanted to stay there longer for her children to graduate from a school. And that's when we told her that I can't let her stay there. She's not going to pay rent. But she
She wanted to stay because she wanted the kids to graduate in June. And you said no.
Yes, ma'am,
I said
no.
Well, then now we're in April.
Yes, no rent.
No rent in April and no rent in May.
Yes, ma'am.
Why not?
She didn't have no money.
I did.
We offered them to move her.
Just a second. Did you pay rent in April and May?
The end of my lease was in April. We thought it was May, and I didn't know for May. Because when we moved in, I actually got half off. You know, so the April was the end of my lease. And I didn't pay April because I had told them about the hole in the kitchen. And that's when they sent the maintenance man up.
Just a second. In April, you told them about a hole in the kitchen.
No. I told them about the hole in September during my daughter's birthday.
Okay. In September, you said there was a hole in the kitchen.
Yes, under the linoleum. You could feel it sagging.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you lived there September, October, November, December, January,
yes,
February,
ma'am.
March.
And they kept...
And just a second. And paid rent.
Uh-huh.
And then your lease was going to be up the end of April, so you didn't pay rent.
No, I told them...
Just a second. That's what the facts are. You didn't pay rent.
No, ma'am, I didn't pay rent in April.
Right.
No, because they kept telling me I would call every month about the problem, and they called it a big foundation problem and said they needed time to figure out how to fix it. And then suddenly, when they file for eviction, the maintenance man's under my house at 7 a.m. on a Saturday.
Just a minute. Where are you living now?
I had to move in with my parents for the summertime.
Well, just a second. If you had a big problem with a hole, why didn't you move in with your parents in
April?
It wasn't a big problem.
It was in the corner.
Listen to me. Miss Courtney.
Yes.
If you had a big problem with a hole and you felt as if it was unsafe for you and your children, unsafe enough so that you decided you weren't going to pay rent.
The last month.
Why didn't you move in with your parents in March?
So I could keep the end of my lease and not be penalized for it. And when the end came,
What do you mean not being penalized? You didn't pay rent.
Okay.
I mean, you made chatter, but bottom line was you ate the steak and didn't pay for it.
I didn't.
You lived there and you didn't want to pay rent. And you didn't pay rent.
I paid the whole time I was there. I missed the last month. You didn't pay the whole time you were there.
You didn't pay rent. I mean, I couldn't figure out why people who were in business would move to evict you if you were paying rent. And now I know you weren't paying rent. You decided not to pay rent because there was a hole in the linoleum.
Right. They didn't know.
Move.
I did.
You feel as if it's...
I did.
But pay your rent.
Okay.
You ate the steak.
That's fine, but we're about the damages. I don't...
Oh, I don't care what you say about the damages. Somebody did this kind of damage. Somebody did this kind of damage to a house that was otherwise in very good condition.
I agree. My house was immaculate.
Oh, fine. Show me pictures of the day you moved out.
Okay.
That's all I have to see. You show me pictures of the day you moved out.
I have them there on my phone. They said I could.
Great. Get them. I'll wait.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You disagreed with something I said about the turkey sandwich?
No, ma'am.
If you eat the turkey sandwich, you got to pay for it. If you don't like it, move on. And if you move on, you're not taking the turkey sandwich.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Linda Wilson and her daughter Tina Clark claim former tenant Sandra Courtney refused to move out and then trashed their rental property. Sandra denies the charge and is countersuing for harassment.
That was all that was left. We put the mattress on the floor and then that table. And there's no holes. That's where she was showing the holes. That was one of the walls there.
Oh,
and I have pictures of outside the house, too, that are further down.
I hope so. She has pictures outside.
This is when you were living there.
No, that was about 4 days before I moved. I have right here, she says that all that damage happened on one day in 1 hour. I have it right here where she told the police that. There's no way that I did that. Her statement right here is completely different. The only pictures I have from that day are the outside moving trucks where we had everything packed up. But it was neatly put away. You can tell I'm not a nasty person.
Well, you do have a picture of the front door.
Yes, with chalk. Yeah, that was chalk. I took a picture of that so they would know. It's just sidewalk chalk. My little girl was coloring while we were moving stuff. It wipes right off.
Your Honor. Does she have pictures where they took spray paint and sprayed around the windows, the wood window, and around the doorbell?
That never happened.
And all over the outside?
Why did you
this
let
girl
you,
vandalized
why did you
it
let
at home.
Happen? Listen to me. Is this chalk or scratch?
Well, I'm scratched. Not sure. Yeah.
It's chalk. Yes.
Stand up, please. Tell me your name.
I'm David Clark.
Did this door wash clean?
Not all the way, no. It had scratches and chalk on it, yes, ma'am. I had to repaint it.
And did you repaint it?
Yes, ma'am.
It was an old door anyway, but that was just chalk.
No,
we wiped it off.
This house was in good condition.
Well, then why would you take a picture of it?
Because that was the damages that were, that was it. I wanted to make sure I had pictures. And that's her statement there of what she said to the police. It's completely different than here.
We didn't know all the damages on that
could
day,
you,
Your Honor.
Could you move?
We only knew.
Yes,
sir. Yeah, sir.
And the maintenance man came up and woke my kids up at 7 a.m. on a Saturday, beating on the floor. And I have pictures of that, where he tore through the linoleum.
We don't
And I have pictures of it poking up.
Listen to me very carefully. The question is whether or not you and or your children or anyone else damaged this property.
Absolutely.
That's the only question.
Yes, ma'am.
As far as I'm concerned, and I don't actually care if you're a renter or a landlord.
Mm-hmm.
What I care about from people is if they go into a restaurant and they order a turkey sandwich, and the turkey sandwich comes and it doesn't taste good, and if they return it and say, you know, this was not a good turkey sandwich, so I'm not going to pay for it, and they leave, I have no problem with them. But if they sit there and they finish the turkey sandwich and then say, I'm not paying the bill because I didn't like it, then they're thieves. When you are a tenant, and if you don't like something, and if you use that as an excuse not to pay rent, then you're eating the turkey sandwich without paying for it. And there are a lot of people that do that.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they wait until the last month or two so that when they get evicted, well, they get evicted. The landlord is so happy to get them out of the premises, they don't even bother to pursue the owed rent.
Yeah.
They just say, I'm very glad that I got this tenant out and I'm not bothering.
Well, I told Tina I would pay, you know, her the last month if need be when the
just
stuff
a second.
Was fixed. They...
Great. Then pay it.
Okay.
Put your hand down. You disagreed with something I said about the turkey sandwich?
No, ma'am.
Great. There's no difference between a turkey sandwich and somebody's rental property. If you eat the turkey sandwich, you got to pay for it. If you don't like it, move on. And if you move on, you're not taking the turkey sandwich. It's easy. Simple. Only people who are trying to scam for a couple of dollars treat the turkey sandwich differently.
I was getting the runaround on the whole. That's why I waited so long. They kept giving me excuse after excuse.
Move!
Yes, ma'am. Sorry.
If you don't like the turkey sandwich, return it and get up and leave and go to a different diner. Go to your mother's.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I want to see the check that you gave him for payment.
She paid me cash.
No way.
$4,000.
No way. Mm-hmm. Now, that is your problem.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Linda Wilson and her daughter Tina Clark are accusing former tenant Sandra Courtney of squatting and vandalizing their rental property.
Now I'm going to hear you. Tell me your name. what you have to say.
My name is Christina Gentry, and I was stating that on April 29th, the last day that she was there, we got the couple of the boxes that were left with her kids, and we packed up in my vehicle. And she stayed with me for at least 6 days till her mom got everything situated to be over there. She watched my kids.
I don't care about that. All I care about is what was in the house when you left.
Well, see, there was no holes in the wall. The only thing I know that was left was a mattress. We seen that. That was it. There was absolutely no damage or holes in walls when we left that house.
Is there any reason why you took pictures of the house 4 days before you moved?
No, ma'am. No, we were taking pictures of the way it was set up. If you look on there...
No, I'm just asking you why. Okay. Instead of taking pictures on the day that you moved, as you were walking out to say, this is what the place looked like.
Right.
Clean as a whistle, no holes in the walls. I want to ask you why. Better think of a real good reason that going to accept, because, you know, I'm going to go back to the turkey sandwich.
Yes.
Why you would take pictures 4 days before when you knew you were being evicted instead of taking pictures the day you left?
It was about the mattress. I was texting it to her. She was at the storage to see if the mattress would fit. She was asking if it was a kid mattress or the big mattress, and I took a picture and said the big mattress in the corner.
You took a picture of a lot of rooms.
In the house?
Yeah.
No, ma'am. I took a picture of the floor, and the pictures that I have were from before. I didn't take a pictures when we were moving. I should have.
That's not what I asked you.
You asked why I took the picture? Four days earlier.
There were about six of them here, of the house.
I don't think those are of the same day then. I took that one picture that I showed you was because I was asking her about the mattress.
But I flipped by. There were a lot of pictures of the house.
Yes, ma'am.
We needed to know if it would fit.
We were seeing if that one would fit, the mattress. That's the text I remember. I don't know about the others.
Okay. Now, the only other question is, how much did it cost you to fix up this house?
We have an estimate.
Did you do most of the work?
I did all the work, yes.
You did all the work to fix it up?
Yes.
I'd like to see the invoice that you gave her for doing the work. Can I see it, please? And I want to see the check that you gave him for payment. Check that you gave him for payment.
She paid me cash.
No way.
$4,000.
No way. Mm-hmm. Now, that is your problem. That is your problem. That's a lovely invoice. Now, I want to see your check.
We got all the work done, and we re-rented this house. We've got all the work done, and he did all the work. And Mom's
to me.
Roto ran all the work.
That's not my question.
Judy, I wasn't able to pay him all the money. I didn't have it.
Well, then he just lied. Just a second. Then he just lied to me when he said he was paid in cash.
Well, that's
he's paid cash.
Most all of it, except for the two floor items. I haven't been.
Yeah, he's already did all the work. She's saying
Judy,
it's a
they
lot.
They duped me the whole time.
No, listen to me. No, we have not.
Listen to me. Don't speak.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't need your help right now.
Okay. Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by.
Want to give your family more vitamins, omega-3s, and less saturated fat? Easy. It's Evie. Eggland's best. Better eggs.
It's Evie.
I have high blood pressure, and when I get a cold, I take Coracetin HBP. The number one pharmacist-recommended cold brand designed for people with high blood pressure. Coracetin HBP.
Real cases. Real people. Judge Judy. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Okay.
Judy, I wasn't able to pay.
Just a second. Excuse me?
I wasn't able to pay it all at the moment.
What's my name?
Judge Judy.
Judge Judy.
Judge Judy.
That's right.
He said I could pay it when I get the money off of rent that I collect.
We're having to do a lot of time. Mom lives on this money, and she knows this. She's just badgered Mom since my dad passed away, so this has been a big joke to her.
What kind of windows did you replace?
I replaced the two windows in the back. They had broken the things we have them in the pictures.
I have the picture.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I replaced both of those windows.
She brought the springs in them, too.
Can you please tell me why the four locks had to be replaced?
Well, we didn't have the key, and we couldn't find the other keys that she had, so we had to replace them.
She didn't leave any keys.
Okay.
She took them with her.
They were on the front porch, which is why I don't know who's been partying in there. I left them on the door.
This partying thing, Your Honor, is a big joke. This little girl tore my mom's house to pieces.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,915. Thank you. That's all.
Judge Judy, you may step out.
Your counterclaim's dismissed, by the way.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. He gave her the family discount.
$2,500 truck for $1,000.
Correct.
Did you pay him for it?
No.
Why?
It broke down.
What does that have to do with him?
Next, Judge Judy.
This little girl is like a land squatter, and she should have had to pay for all the repairs.
You know, I probably should have moved, but it was a small hole in the kitchen, but I just asked many times for it to get repaired.
She come in there and rent the toilets, left us a big mess deliberately.
She was gone. April 29th, my house. Her kids stayed with me. Yeah. It was impossible for her to have actually been there.
She went bat crazy when her husband died.
We called the police because she was going crazy with a hammer and beating in the house.
You know, she wakes up in a bad mood and takes it out on the world.
People like her never do right.
You know, I did everything right, so I'm happy.
It'll come back on her because I feel like when you do things like this to people, you don't get away with it.
She's crazy.
We should have checked her out a little better. We would have never rented to her had we done that.
Make sure your landlords aren't crazy. Make sure they're not that crazy.
She's going to scam somebody else, so that's what she's all about.